The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Here we go again. This is at a time when we've got this tidal wave of juvenile crime in our midst, and there's a review out now, and it's all about, oh, well, the police should be nicer, and they should be valuing issues or the First Nations, culturally diverse people. They should be very conscious of these matters. I just wish we had more police out there doing what we expect police to be doing, and that's arresting the baddies that are out there in significant numbers. Anyway, here's another review. I'll give you the details. The Police Commissioner, Steve Goldschewski, has defended his trips following a scathing report by the Human Rights Commission saying frontline police should not be painted as racist, says our Commissioner, and good on him. The Commission yesterday released another report, 236 pages, ordered off the back of the Commission of Inquiry into Police Services Responses to Domestic and Family Violence, urging the service to modernise culture instead of only valuing traits modelled by white men. Anyway, 36 recommendations called on the police service to place a larger focus on flexible work arrangements to bring it in line with other industries, work on cultural issues, in order to recruit and retain more women, First Nations and culturally diverse people. Look, obviously, a lot of people would say, oh, it's a good idea, it's overdue, etc. But you talk to the victims out here, we just want more police on the beat. Anyway, the police boss, this is Steve Goldschewski. People that deal with this bloke say he is a terrific leader and a very potent leader and a very intelligent man. He said he'd carefully consider the recommendations, but said much had already improved within the service since the Commission of Inquiry. So there. Now, this is a little addition at the end of this article, and this is a bloke you've heard on my program before. Is he focused and is he energised? His name is Shane Pryor. He's the president of the Queensland Police Union. He said more focus needed to be placed on resourcing the front line instead of thought bubble reviews. Here. I've actually got him on the line, President Queensland Police Union. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
And good on you for speaking out on behalf of all us ocean of victims out here. We need more police who are better equipped to tackle this tidal wave of juvenile crime.
I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Where are we going with these reviews, Shane? Seriously.
Look, there are elements of this report that are concerning about the behaviours of some of our members. And I will say that every police officer in this state should be able to work in a safe environment and never feel threatened or intimidated by poor attitudes and behaviours from their peers. Now, since I've taken on this role as president of the union, I have made it abundantly clear that there is no place for those people in the QPS. And as far as I'm concerned, if you engage in that kind of behaviour in the workplace with your peers, you will not have my support or the support of the Queensland Police Union.
Well, I've got you here. Is there a way we can energise, if you like, the efforts of our police leadership to attract more police, male and female, into the force? Because up here we are desperate for more. Well, for example, police on the beat. We've got the highest rate of juvenile crime. You've seen the figures over the weekend, the highest rate in Queensland up here. Is there a way we can get more police to come to our aid?
That's happening. That's happening right now. Our recruiting is the very best in the country. The long and short of it is our academies are packed to the rafters. I know, because I'm out there almost every second week signing up recruits to this organisation as well. We have the best recruiting pipeline, but what we really need to focus is on retaining those police officers. We don't want you leaving this organisation, exactly. And we need to do the very best we can. And what the report did speak about was flexible work arrangements and rostering. We need to do better in that space, because we need to talk to our members and see what they want out of rostering, and the employer needs to see that. Mm-hmm. And they need to acknowledge that to keep people in this job longer, they need to address those issues.
It might be an old one, but I used to hear, and I haven't heard it quite so much recently, that so many police officers, they'll go and do a job and then they come back to the office and there's 3 hours of paperwork. And I often think about, well, if these are the best we've got, going to the academy and good numbers now, etc., shouldn't there be people specifically allocated for the paperwork a part of the job?
Look, I'm thinking that you're referring to domestic and family violence, and you could not have said it any better. The process that our people need to go through is tiresome, it's cumbersome, and we're really bogging our people down in the office when they should be out on the road protecting the Queensland community.
Exactly.
We need bold reform, John. We need bold reform in getting domestic and family violence under control, and we need to get the DV sector involved with us. So they're helping us on the front line to provide the support services desperately needed to solve this scourge in the society.
Are you confident we're going to get this so-called bold reform over the line?
We need it. It's not about just asking anymore. This organisation, the Queensland Police Service, and our members need this now. We need to, because we are going to miss going to jobs soon. The long and short of it is the trajectory is only going up. 200,000 occurrences this year, and it's a scary proposition that as late as yesterday, 100 unresourced jobs just in Logan. Just last week, this is even scarier, John. Just last week, I was up in your neck of the woods, and it was only 3 stolen cars getting around instead of 6. Now, that is scary that we're saying that
yes.
quiet days, 3 stolen cars.
Exactly.
Like, we need to do better, and we need to give police the tools that they need to bring these juvenile offenders to justice.
Just to give you an idea, just how bad it was over the weekend, I think there were 3 or 4 of them, 13, 14 and 15, into an elderly people's village or whatever. And one lady, 72 years of age, she was attacked and robbed, and a gentleman, 90 years of age, attacked and robbed. You can imagine the feelings of people here, not just their own families, but all the community here saying, how can this be allowed to happen? And almost invariably, these are repeat offenders. We've got the highest rate of repeat offenders up here, Shane, of anywhere in Queensland.
John, that's disgusting. Like those poor people, so having to go through something
yes.
like that. We need to unshackle the police, and we need to do the bold reform we need in domestic and family violence to free them up. We want to go to as many jobs as possible. We want to go and protect the Queensland community, and includes those jobs, those poor people, for going through such a horrific ordeal.
Really appreciate your contribution and your energy, Shane. Really appreciate it up here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Isn't he just the man for the job? His name's Shane Prior, P-R-I-O-R, and he's the president of the Queensland Police Union.